You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Have you ever felt like the unluckiest person on the planet? Like the cards are stacked against you, and no matter what you do, no matter how hard you try, no matter how much you prepare, that fate is just against you and the negative outcome is all but guaranteed? I imagine Sacramento Kings head coach Luke Walton has felt that at least a little bit this season, having to deal with the astounding injury issues that Sacramento has put up with in this, his first year at the helm of the Kings, especially magnified by the fact that the Kings are coming off of a season in 2018-2019 where, for the most part, they were completely healthy. It's been a tough year, to say the least, and once again, the injury bug has struck the Sacramento Kings. Not only are they dealing with Rashawn Holmes in quarantine because he accidentally left the bubble, not only are they dealing with more positive COVID-19 tests than any other NBA team, now, once again, they are without star point guard De'Aaron Fox, who has re-sprained his left ankle, the same ankle that he suffered a grade 3 sprain, which is the worst possible sprain you can suffer, earlier on this season that held him out for 17 games. It's been a rough year, to say the least, and we all knew that. We're going to discuss De'Aaron Fox's injury. There is some good news about his possible quick recovery. We're going to hear from Luke Walton. We're also going to hear from Sacramento Kings guards Buddy Hield and Kent Bazemore on today's episode of the Locked On Kings podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome into Locked On Kings, your hub for Sacramento Kings coverage all regular season, all off season. If you're looking for in-depth analysis, game-by-game breakdowns, highlights, interviews with local and national experts, full coverage of the Sacramento Kings from January through December, this is the place for you, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. My name is Matt George. I have the privilege of being your host here. I've been a Sacramento sports radio host for over the last 5 years. This is my sixth season covering the Kings, both as an on-air host and a multimedia journalist and reporter. This morning, I was on Sports 1140 KHDK's morning show, The Drive, with Carmichael Dave. Of course, we were talking a lot about the De'Aaron Fox news that broke yesterday afternoon as Fox suffered a grade 1 ankle sprain in practice. He will be reevaluated in 7 to 10 days. And instead of me telling you about it, I'm going to have head coach Luke Walton explain the injury to you. This is audio from his press conference early this morning after Kings practice in Orlando.
He sprained it yesterday. We're kind of waiting to see how it would feel. It's mild to moderate is where the training staff's listing it as. And we're hopeful that he'll be able to rejoin us. But we'll reevaluate, 7 to 10 days and see where we're at.
So a mild to moderate ankle sprain, a grade 1 ankle sprain, significantly less severe than the grade 3 ankle sprain that Fox suffered earlier on in the season. That is important to note. Yes, it's the same ankle that Fox has re-injured, but he has not further damaged that ankle as far as we know and as far as we can tell. So he'll be out a minimum 7 to 10 days before he is reevaluated. At that point, hopefully we'll get more information as to the healing process that he's been going through and if he will be able to go for the Kings when the real games begin 15 days from today against the San Antonio Spurs. Now, he will most likely miss all of the scrimmage games, which isn't a massive deal, but in training camp, the limited amount of time that the Kings have to get ready for this 8-game sprint, not having your floor general, your leader, and your star working with the rest of the team, that could definitely have a negative impact on these Kings. The good news, though, for Fox is that even though he is in the Orlando bubble, living in a hotel on a Walt Disney World campus, he does still have access to all of the treatment and equipment necessary to get him back, get that ankle healthy, and return the star to full strength.
As far as the treatment that he's receiving, nothing has been compromised as far as the quality of treatment he's getting. They got Ultra G machines here in the bubble. Because we're in the bubble, it's easy to come get treatment, 2-3 times a day and have people come to your room. So everything we would be doing with a full staff, we're doing for him right now.
So there is obvious optimism amongst the Sacramento Kings that De'Aaron Fox will be healthy and good to go when the season returns. Will he be 100% De'Aaron Fox? Will he be 80% De'Aaron Fox? 75% De'Aaron Fox? Those are very important questions to ask that Fox himself needs answers to. I told you, I think it's going to take a 6-2 record over these 8 games in order for the Kings to beat the rest of the bubble teams out and make the play-in tournament. If De'Aaron Fox is not 100% healthy for these 8 games, I think the Kings' chances of making it drop dramatically, maybe to as low as 10 or even 5%. If De'Aaron Fox doesn't play at all, they're done. Completely. And I need to make that perfectly clear to you. I pride myself on being a Kings optimist. I pride myself on being an optimist and having a positive outlook on most things in life. But I'm also a realist. Let's not kid ourselves. De'Aaron Fox is the head of the snake. De'Aaron Fox is the guy to carry this Kings team. They're only going to go as far as he takes them. And it's already going to take an all-star level performance and effort from Fox for Sacramento to make the play-in games against Memphis or whoever's in the 8th seed, let alone make the playoffs and end this drought. If Fox ain't there to lead them, they're not going anywhere. And that's even with a completely healthy Marvin Bagley. And I don't mean that to be disrespectful to the rest of this Kings team. They're going to be ready to play. They're going to step up and try and make the most of their opportunities. But even with Fox, the Kings are already a massive underdog in this scenario. Now, I have no medical background, no medical history. I couldn't tell you the difference between a sprained ankle and a bruised bone. But I will say, gut feeling, De'Aaron Fox will be back. Because I know De'Aaron. He's going to fight. He's going to want to play. He knows how important these 8 games are to his development and this team's development, even if they miss the play-in games or the playoffs themselves. These games are essential to the future of Fox, of Bagley, of Bogey, of Buddy. He knows that. They all know that. So Fox is going to do everything in his power to return and be ready to play. Bogdan Bogdanovic has already said in a comment on Instagram that his guy Fox will be ready. So I expect De'Aaron to make a recovery. Whether it's a full recovery or not, that's left to be determined. But Fox is going to return, that's my gut feeling. But will the time that he's missed, plus the sore ankle, that pain doesn't just go away in a week, will that hold him back from being the all-star that the Kings need him to be? It's a legitimate question and a valid concern. What I don't feel is a valid concern yet is whether or not Kings fans should be worried about the fact that Fox has re-injured this ankle and how that could affect him career-wise long-term. Last season, De'Aaron sat out 1 game, and it wasn't because he was injured, it was for rest. Besides that game, he played in all 81 of the others. That says more to me about his health and the strength of his body and his ankles than 2 sprained ankles over the course of an extended NBA season does. But hey, don't take it from me. I haven't played in the NBA. I'm not a professional basketball player. I've sprained my ankle before playing a pickup game, but I don't know what that's like from an NBA perspective. But you know who does? Current Sacramento Kings head coach and former NBA player, Luke Walton.
No, I wouldn't say there's a level of concern at all. Ankle sprains are a big part of the game of basketball. So it's just, you know, it's something that, you know, when you start spraining your ankles, you just got to pay that much more attention, dedicate that much more time in the weight room to strengthen everything around the ligaments and to do everything you can, to not continue to have ankle problems. But that's something that most every NBA player goes through at some point of their career.
Walton saying that this morning was very encouraging to me. Sprained ankles are part of the game of basketball. They happen all the time, therefore they're common in every player's NBA career. Of course, some can be more concerning, severe, and consistent than others, but we're not there yet with De'Aaron Fox. I was also encouraged by this clip from Luke Walton, who talked about De'Aaron Fox's ability to heal quickly. Remember how quick he came back from a grade 3 ankle sprain that was supposed to keep him out probably twice as long as what he actually was out for? Fox heals quickly, and he puts in the work to get back on the floor. We've also seen throughout his entire career, he's willing to battle and play through pain. But Walton did say that they're not going to rush him back. If he's not 100% ready to go by these eight games, even with the playoffs on the line, the Kings are not going to risk the health and the future of their star and their franchise player for a race in Orlando.
He's young. He takes care of himself. He's proven to be a fast healer. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to count on that happening again. We're obviously going to be cautious with him. We know how important he is to our organization, into the success of our team. So we're hopeful that because he's healed fast in the past, he'll do it again. But it's something that we're definitely not going to rush him back onto the court.
So a positive and a negative takeaway from this Locked On Kings podcast. Of course, we would all prefer that Fox not get injured, but if this is the injury he's going to suffer, at least he can come back from it. We've seen him come back from it before and be just fine. I have full faith in Fox's ability to recover, and I believe he will be suited up, ready to go versus San Antonio on the 31st. But if he's not, that's okay. As long as you accept the reality that no De'Aaron Fox means no playoffs. It likely means no play-in tournament. But the Kings aren't going to give up even if number 5 isn't on the floor. We're going to hear more from Luke Walton and from Buddy Hield and Kent Bazemore here in just a sec. It wasn't all doom and gloom at the press conference today. Of course, a lot of questions and a lot of comments and conversation about De'Aaron Fox. But Luke Walton did give us some good news about Kings center Alex Len.
No update with Harrison, still in protocol Sacramento. Alex is flying to Orlando tonight. I think gets in sometime around 11 o'clock tonight. And then he'll go into the protocol as far as entering the bubble when he gets in.
We know how important Alex Len has been to the Sacramento Kings, at least in the few games that he has played. He is very responsible for Sacramento going 7-3 over their last 10 games before the season stopped. But also, the Kings desperately need some center depth, some big man depth. As Coach Walton said, because of the lack of bigs, with Alex Len still in Sacramento on his way to Orlando and Rashawn Holmes in quarantine, he's had to rely on even Corey Brewer to play the 5 in practice.
He's been great. And part of the reason we wanted to pick him up is because he played with a lot of these guys on the Kings. I coached him in L.A., so the relationship is already there. And we know how, the potential for how crazy this whole bubble thing can be as far as players coming in and out. And we just felt like everyone had a very a great comfort level with Corey, and he's everything we've asked him to do already since he's been with us. We've been playing, he's played the 3, he's played the 4, and today when Harry or Marvin needed a sub, we even got him in at some 5 today, and he was great. So that's why you have vets like that. That's why you want him on your squad, and he's done a really nice job so far.
This audio, by the way, comes from yesterday, Wednesday's press conference, not this morning's conference, so you might have already heard it. But I don't know if you caught it in there, but Walton talked about Brewer filling in at the 5 spot for Marvin Bagley. That caught my ear when he said it live, so I asked Walton about Bagley and how much time he's been working at the 5, the center position, versus the 4, power forward position. And this is what Walton told me.
Yeah, I mean, we wanted to do both, but for right now, with the bodies we're at, we're playing them mainly at the 5. But when we sit with him and teach with him, he's going to be somebody we play at both positions. But in the limited time we've been here in the bubble, most of his reps have been at the 5.
So Walton's hand has been forced a little bit to play Marvin Bagley as a 5. Of course, a lot of people believe that that is his true position. I had a whole conversation about that with Richard Ivanowski earlier on this week, which I encourage you to go and check out if you missed that. But Marvin Bagley, Harry Giles, they're both getting a lot of reps, mostly at the 5, also sometimes at the 4. Nemanja Bjelica is healthy and still playing, so I imagine he's playing a lot of the 4 spot as well. That is good news for both of those young players. But with Alex Len coming back, we'll see if Bagley gets to spend more time at the 4. We do not know. We'll just have to wait and see, but it's good that he's still being taught how to play both positions in Walton's Kings offense. Also, I wanted to make sure I got this in. You're going to hear from Kent Bazemore here in just a little bit. You know how much I love Bazemore and what he's brought to the team, and Luke Walton had nothing but praise for Bazemore.
It's a long list. His professionalism, the way he takes care of his body, I think, is a great example for other guys on our team. The way he communicates, the way he talks, the way he defends, all those things have been huge for us, and he's fit in very nicely. His teammates love him. He really enjoys being around. Works his tail off. So it's really a long list of things where he's come in and helped our squad.
Final Walton clip I have for you today, also from this morning. You may have seen the breaking news about Zion Williamson leaving the bubble for a family emergency. We don't have any more details than that, but that could, of course, have a drastic effect on the New Orleans Pelicans and their race for that eighth seed. Of course, the Kings and the Pelicans do play twice, and we have no idea how much time Zion is going to miss. Of course, when he does return to the bubble, if he returns to the bubble, he'll have to go through another quarantine period. So who knows how long Zion will be out, and if the Kings have to play the Pelicans without Zion, that certainly is a big advantage. Here's what Walton had to say about the Zion news that he hadn't heard about. We broke that news to him fresh out of practice.
We're just getting out of practice. You're breaking that news to me, so I didn't know that. I hope that everything's okay with whatever family stuff he has going on. Obviously, more important than basketball, but for us, it's the message has been the same. Every team is going to have to deal with a lot of chaos. And I keep saying, the NBA has done an amazing job of putting this thing together. But just with, you know, what's going on in the world we're living in right now, and with the spread of the corona being everywhere and players coming back, and like we experience certain guys getting hurt, other people having to leave for whatever reason, it's going to be a huge factor. Is what team can just kind of accept the chaos and have guys ready to step up and make plays.
Let's hear from one of those guys who needs to make plays. Buddy Hield, the sharpshooter. First time we got to speak with him was yesterday. He had a smile on his face, a lot of positive things to say. And we'll start with him just saying that he's ready to go and hungry to play basketball.
Yeah, I'll be ready to go. I'm just happy to be here right now. And I worked out throughout the process. Now, thank God, wasn't as bad as like a lot of people. A lot of people are dying from it. So I'm just happy to be here. I'm an athlete. I've been working out, so I'm ready to go.
During the break, Hield played a basketball game in Oklahoma, and a lot of people feel that he got COVID-19 from being in that environment with a lot of people not wearing masks. Here's Buddy's response to that.
I wouldn't do nothing differently. I just got to be more careful where I've been, but I know my surroundings better. And I didn't think I got it playing basketball because a lot of the guys with the guy who I was playing with, none of them got it. So just gonna know my surroundings and wash my hands and don't put my hands to my face and stuff like that.
Hield says that we all make too big of a deal out of athletes getting COVID-19.
I don't know why anybody makes a big deal of it, man. It's like, you know, guys, I understand we guys, certain a lot of guys get caught up with corona, but we professional athletes, you know, we know how to adjust to certain things, you know. Rashawn will be out for 8 days, 7 days now, but it's not like he's not going to be back before the season starts July 30th. You know, it's not the end of the world. You have a lot of time. You have 2 weeks to get ready. Like, I think everybody freaks out too much around the social media world. You need to relax just a little bit.
Of course, Buddy joined the bubble after his teammates, a little bit later than them, so he's still getting acclimated to the whole area, all the rules, the regulations, and he says it makes it a little tough to focus on basketball, at least early on.
Focus on basketball, but you can't really focus on basketball because they got a lot of everything's rule oriented around here, so you can't really go on your own. You have to go with a security guard. You got to go with an NBA, somebody representing the NBA. There's a lot of rules and stuff you have to follow by. So, I mean, you focus on basketball. Basketball is it's a main priority, but I think that we all trying to get situated and get comfortable around here first, and then after that, when we start to deal with the scrimmage and I get to games, I think everybody be more locked in and more focused on basketball. But we have like maybe 2 weeks before we even start. So we're still trying to adjust.
One good thing for Buddy is that he's already been somewhat up to speed with what the Sacramento Kings have been doing. Why? Because his teammates have been in constant communication with him, especially his competition for the starting shooting guard spot. But very good friend, that's been well documented, Bogdan Bogdanovic, who's been letting him know what's been happening in practice.
I mean, my teammates always, you know, guys like Belly and Bogey and Harrison, and we always stay connected. We always FaceTime. We always crack joke. We have a great relationship. So, even when I got it, it wasn't a joke, but like, you know, it was like trying to see how checking on me every day, and it was fun. And then Bogey was keeping me updated on stuff that was going on in practice and Harrison and stuff like that. So it was cool.
We We heard from Kent Bazemore before leaving Sacramento, and one of the things he talked about was how he didn't really want to leave his family and his very pregnant wife behind, of course, his very young son as well. So the first thing we asked Kent about was an update on his family. He said everybody was doing fine. Then we were able to talk some basketball, and Bazemore shared with us that he feels the team has plenty of time to get ready for this 8-game sprint.
I think it's a good time. I think 10 days, 2 weeks, however long you want to put it, it's plenty of time to kind of get us going. I mean, we're going to have a lot of time to, get all this done. But I think, teams and team positions and staff, treatment staff, health staff are doing a great job of kind of monitoring the loads. We have these devices that kind of keep track of, how we're doing physically and, we're attacking every day.
Bazemore talked about the type of team that the Sacramento Kings are and why he feels the Orlando environment, although strange, fits them and benefits them.
You know, this is a team that is very scrappy. I said earlier in the interview before we came here, there's an environment that kind of fits our identity. So it's been fun. You know, summertime basketball is a different brand of basketball. It's not, this time of the year is not, the better team. It's the guys are going to, go the hardest for the longest. You know, it's just about outlasting. So I think when you look at that, having a young squad like we do, gives us an edge in certain areas. And we're trying to, sharpen up and polish the basketball stuff. But I think we're moving in the right direction.
Bays also talked about the upcoming scrimmage games and why they're very important to the team understanding the environment and getting ready for the mental aspect of playing in an empty gym in this Orlando bubble.
Well, I guess it's going to be a great measuring stick of kind of sensing the environment, what type of environment we're going to be in. I mean, no one really knows, because even the summer league, there were fans. So, without the fans and which team is going to bring the most energy every day. And it's going to take, from the head coach all the way down to people sitting behind the bench to, make sure that we bring energy for our team. So different environment. And we'll have a good chance these first couple of games to kind of fill it out, make adjustments as we go and just continue to polish and get ready for this 8-game push.
Finally, Bazemore was asked about his teammates' performances in practice and who has impressed him. The first name that Bays mentioned? Marvin Bagley.
Well, I mean, it's my first time really playing with Marvin Bagley. He was injured during the season, and to get him see him out there, how athletic he is. We got a bunch of guys. Bogey's really strong right now. Fox is moving as fast as ever. A lot of guys. I go down the list. Belly shooting the crap out of it. Corey Joseph is, He's really running the team. It's really been good. He's taking on a leadership role on the floor, getting guys in the right spot, being very vocal. I think we got a really good thing going here as far as being able to compete every night. So I'm looking forward to it.
So there you go. The latest sound from the Sacramento Kings in Orlando. Buddy Hield, of course, head coach Luke Walton, and Kent Bazemore right there. Plenty of stuff to respond to. Of course, I know you want to talk about the De'Aaron Fox injury. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, anything like that, please send them to me. You can do so on Twitter, at MattGeorgeKHDK. Feel free to send me a public tweet, or you can DM me privately if you'd like, or email me. mgeorge@saclocalmedia.com. I'll try to respond to each and every single one of you if I have time to do so. I am still filling in on the morning show for the remainder of this week, so one more day on Friday tomorrow with Carmichael Dave, KHDK, 1140 a.m. If you're local in Sacramento, you can also catch it by downloading the KHDK app, which is free, or listening on khdk.com. We, of course, talk about the Kings amongst a plethora of sports topics there. If you have a second to leave a review for this podcast, please do that. Apple Podcasts is the best place. Only takes a few seconds. I really would appreciate it. And of course, stay safe, stay healthy, and I hope you join me for tomorrow's podcast as I'm supposed to be joined by ABC10's Lena Washington. Should be a fun time. Please come back for that tomorrow. Until then, my name is Matt George. You have been listening to the Locked On Kings podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.